Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a wonderful story for today.
All right.
It is heartwarming. It's just an absolutely beautiful story.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
You've said that before, and it's been like devastating with like a tiny little heartwarming outcome.
Oh, okay. I get it.
I want to believe you.
Aw, that's sweet of you.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to call her Zia. And that's, of course, a made-up name because we never, ever divulge our clients' names unless they ask us to. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's always made up. So her name is Zia. And at the beginning of the session, I'm going through consent. And now everybody knows we start every single session, no matter how many times you see us, with at least two questions or so in consent. And as I'm doing that, Kel, I get all these messages coming in. And as she's answering my questions, I start doodling on a piece of paper in front of me and write these notes down. And so I hear, hi, I'm mom. So I go, oh, okay, I've got a mom. And I said to her, as her daughter's talking to me, are you alive or dead? Because, you know, everybody now knows we get alive people giving us messages and dead people giving us messages. So she says, I'm dead. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I feel for her. This is a young woman. She looks like she's in her 20s or 30s. And she's already lost her mom. So she says she's passed over. And she shows me going to a wedding. And I write down really quickly. I write down, I think, something like going wedding. Something like that. Because I'm trying really quick to get it done. Because remember, she's just answering a quick question in a consent process. And I'm actually supposed to be really listening to her answers in consent. So I'm trying to do two things at the same time.
Which doesn't always go well for you.
I was just going to say, and I'm trying to do them well. So when she answered the questions, I said, Zia, I said, I'm really sorry. I said, I got distracted. She goes, I know you did. I can see what's going on. She's such a lovely client from start to finish. And she says, that's okay. And she goes, are you ready to go? And I said, I am. Go ahead. And she goes, I'm looking for my mom. And I went, oh! I grab the page and I hold it straight up in front of the camera. And so she can see it. And she goes, oh, you got my mom. Oh, that's good. And then you can see or hear that she's read wedding. And she goes, Karen?
So that's where she was like, excited, and then she just like stopped talking?
Well, I'm going to say caught herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, wedding? Like this. And I said, yeah. I said, your mom says something about going to a wedding. And she goes, okay. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more for me? So I simply just said to mom, what do you want to tell me? And this is what her mom explains to me. My daughter is married. And I'm like, this is confusing. You said you were going to a wedding. And I said, is it her wedding? And she goes, I'm going to her wedding. And I said, but you said she's married. And she goes, yes, she got married. And she goes, but let's start at the beginning. She goes, her and her husband lived together first. And she says, and then they went to like City Hall to get married. And then they're going to host a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I get this now. And she goes, I want you to tell her like all of that. And I said, okay. And she goes, but look first. So I look and I see this beautiful tree, Kelly. And it's a flowering tree, like with blossoms on it. I can't remember the colors actually, but it was a blossoming tree. And one of those ones that you can stand underneath and take pictures under that are just really picturesque. And she's standing under it with her daughter and her partner and a couple of people, not many people. And she's standing under it and she's looking at me. So I can see the mom standing with them under the tree. And I can see that people are taking pictures. So she's smiling and she's like, tell her this, tell her this. And I'm okay. So I said, Zia, I said, your mom says that you lived with your husband first, like just as partners. And she goes, yep. I said, then she says that you went to City Hall and you got married. And she goes, you can see her face. She goes, yes, we did. And I said, she goes, do you have any more about that? And I said, I do. And I said, but I'm also supposed to say that you're actually having like a wedding, like with the white dress, like the whole thing wedding. And she goes, yes. And she goes, oh my God. She goes, my mom's going to all of that. My mom's doing everything. And I said, yes. And she goes, okay, what else does she want to say about it? And I said, well, she shows me that when you went to the City Hall wedding, that when you came out of the building, I don't know if it was like right at City Hall or you drove someplace. I don't know exactly where it is, but there's this gorgeous flowering tree. And she pauses for a minute and she thinks and she goes, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're saying. She goes, this is correct. And I said, there's pictures. And I said, she's trying to say that she's under the tree, that you guys went and stood under the tree as part of the wedding celebration and that she participated in that. And she just has the most beautiful smile. She like, oh my God, I'm so happy just telling this podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm just so happy sharing this. It was one of the most beautiful, fun sessions I've ever done. This client will stand out for me forever, and her mom for sure. So let's get back to the story. So she's thrilled because now she's hearing that her mom is all part of these things in her life, right? And then her mom says something to me about blue, gray, butterfly. And I said, well, I don't have any context for your next message, but I get blue, gray, butterfly. And she goes, okay. And I have no clue what that means. And I still want to make all of those things part of a podcast show because they were part of the session. And sessions aren't always going to be everything everybody knows and can confirm. Everybody who's been listening to us already knows that. But if this is somebody's first time listening to our show, and they're listening because they're curious about seeing somebody that does what we do, then if you go into a session thinking that we're inaccurate because we said blue-gray butterfly, which could be three separate things or one thing because we don't know, they could all go together or they could be three different messages, you may think we don't know what we're doing, which would be correct.
At all times.
We don't know what we're doing. And we're not always supposed to know what we're doing. Sometimes the meaning comes after. And sometimes we never know if that was correct or not. So when people say, how accurate are you? Or you call a psychic and say, well, what's your percentage of accuracy? Which I've been asked. I would never know what percentage to say. Because we don't always get validated. But the other people do, the family does, that gets the message. And sometimes it takes time to get those validations. So anyway, so I left that message, the blue-gray, and then her mom says to me, her wedding is white and green, white and green. And I said, your mom says that the colors that you've picked for the wedding are white and green. And she goes, yes. And her mom says she picked it because it's clean. She picked it because it is simple and elegant. And that is my daughter. She goes, that really speaks to the way she is in her life. Simple, clean, elegant. That's her character. And she says, I'm really happy with her choice, white and green. And then she goes, what'd she say to me? Zia's mom says, no pink, no red. No pink, no red. No pink, no red. Like this. So I said this. I repeated it a couple of times to her and she starts to laugh. And I said, what does no pink, no red mean? And again, I just get the message, no pink, no red, repeated. So I have to repeat it. And Zia says to me, oh God. She says, my husband said no pink, no red. Because guess who wanted pink and red at the beginning? Me.
Oh.
She said, my original colors were pink and red, Valentine's Day-ish, love. She said, I wanted pink and red. And she said, and my husband kept saying to me, no pink, no red. Which I think is cute because Zia's mom says it, but she also repeats it just like the husband might have mm-hmm. to repeat it. Like, I had to tell her more than once, no pink, no red. Mm-hmm. make sure that she's not going to show up in those colors or have it decorated like that. So here's Zia's mom confirming what her husband's opinions are mm-hmm. and how Zia takes into account it's our wedding, not mine. And how it's our day, and you don't want that, then that's just not going to happen. We will find something we both like, which is also Zia and her partner's personalities. It's what they focus on in their marriage. Then Zia's mom shows me a dress fitting, and she says, I was at the dress fitting. And she says, I want her to know that I know the dress she chose, and she describes the dress to her. So she describes the bodice and how the dress kind of flares out and where it flares. And Zia is able to confirm that that is the style of dress that she's chosen. And then she talks about her what she's going to put on her head. And Zia confirms that as well. And then she shows me lipstick. And her mom starts putting lipstick on Kelly and on Zia. And she puts red matte. And then she wipes it off her face.
Because no red.
And then she puts pink gloss. And she goes, that's the one. And I'm like, okay. So I said, Zia, I can see your mom standing in front of you, putting lipstick on you. And she starts to giggle. She goes, okay, go on. What does she put on me? Red matte. And she goes, yes. Like this. And I said, it came down to the red matte and the pink gloss. And she goes, yeah. And she goes, okay, which one? And I said, you went with pink gloss. And she goes, I did. And she goes, my mom knows the color of lipstick I picked. And I went, yes, because she was there. And I said, it's important for you to understand because she was there versus because she told Karen. Mm-hmm. So yes, she's still telling Karen. Two things can be true, right? She is telling me right now, but she's trying to validate for you that she was actually there when you tried on the lipstick and that her vote was pink gloss. And I said, and you picked pink gloss because red matte is bold and it's out there and it's assertive and it's like, mm. And I said, you picked pink gloss because it's like softer and more leaning in and you wanted this message to your partner that we're equals. I don't have to be an assertive with you. We lean into each other. We problem solve. You're my soft place. I can be soft with you. I don't have to be assertive to get my needs met. And she goes, yes. Like this. And I really love, Kelly, that Zia's mom knows her intentions, knows her perceptions of things, knows those little tiny inferences, or I don't know, all intentions, all nuances, all of these little things about her daughter and her partner, and can point out the color of lipstick, but also the reasons emotionally why she chose it, as opposed to this looks good. Or this is bold, this looks hot, it's going to wow people. She's not about wowing the people coming to the wedding. She's choosing her lipstick because of what she thinks it says to her partner about them, which is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Then Zia says to me, who's my mom with? Do you get anybody with my mom? And I ask Zia's mom, who are you with? And I see another woman beside her, and she says, Karen, you can validate that her dad's alive. And I went, okay. So I did. That's correct. And she goes, who's with me is my mom. And she goes, her grandma. And I said, okay. And we are going to the wedding. Grandma's coming to the wedding. And they show themselves getting dressed to go to the wedding. And so I told Zia that. I said, your grandmother's with her. And I said, the women are going to the wedding. And she goes, could you tell me more? And I said, yes. So I look over and I see her mom in a beautiful, I called it something like a forest green. It's a really dark, you know, like a dark green where there's more like brown and black in it mm-hmm. than yellow or other shade or red in a green. Mm-hmm. And I said, your mom is saying that this color of green will not clash with your wedding party. It's not their color, but it's going to look beautiful with it. And she goes, that's true. And then she says, can you tell me anything about how my mom will show up on my wedding day? Like that particular day? So I looked at her mom and her grandmother again, and her mom moves away from her grandmother. Her grandmother goes and sits like in the, I was going to say audience, but that's with the guests. Pardon me. She sits with the guests, but her mom walks up. So you know how you have the bride and the groom, Kel, and then you have the bridesmaids? Like you have the, oh my God, what do you call that up at the front?
The bridal party. Where are we? Are we at the ceremony?
We're at the wedding.
Ceremony?
Yes. We're at the wedding ceremony. We're at the front. So now you would have the bride and the groom and the wedding party and the officiant. Mm-hmm. And then she says her sister's in the wedding party. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I validated that with Zia. I said, your sister's in the wedding party. And she goes, yes, I have a sister. And yes, she's in my party. And I said, I see your mom walk over and sit beside your sister. And she takes a seat. And she goes, what? And I said, she takes a seat beside your sister. And I don't see where she's squeezing herself in between two humans. She just sits beside her. And she goes, Karen? She goes, this is correct. We have plans to have an empty seat placed beside my sister in the wedding party for my mom. We are acknowledging her presence at my wedding. And she goes, you're telling me she's sitting in it. Mm-hmm. Like this. And honest to God, Kelly, goosebumps. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't know how it gets better than that. Mm-hmm. How it gets better than to tell this woman that a person who's crossed over, to tell everybody listening to this that cares or wants to believe this, that these people, our people, show up for us in our whole lives every day, not just for a wedding.
Yeah, you said it. And not just show up for us in our lives. I think this is a really important distinction to make. Everything you invite them to, mm-hmm. right? Because there are some people who listen to this show religiously and they don't have a relationship with their mom, and they would hope that their dead mother does not show up for these things because it just wasn't that kind of relationship. And so in the ways that are important for you to have, set, create, and hold boundaries, those souls show up in that way too, to say, I honor and respect those. Mm-hmm. And what you invite me into, I will show up for, mm-hmm. right? Like it's both of those things. This woman just so happens to absolutely adore and want her mom in those things. And mm-hmm. she's saying, yes, I will show up to every single one of those things in the exact place that you're asking me to show up. And like you mentioned, and I love that you brought it up, it's not just about a wedding. It's about mm-hmm. all of the ways that we invite them to be present, whether that's at a seat at a Christmas dinner or that mm-hmm. is into a conversation when you're baking in the kitchen, just talking to mom about your recipe. Mm-hmm. Like they just never fail to show up in the ways that we need and, mm-hmm. and desire.
And then Zia says to me, any other way she's going to show up at the wedding. And she shows me her heel, and then that's it. She just shows a shoe and a heel. I asked her mom for context and she wouldn't give me any. So I had to just simply say, I see a heel. And that was it. And then I hear birds chirping. And her mom says, I'm going to try and find voice. I'm going to try and show up and use any bird I can to make a noise to get attention. And she goes, anything. And then she shows me an owl. And I said, okay, wait a minute. You went from any bird making a noise to an owl. And I said, what is the difference with the owl? And she says, I'm somehow trying to get an owl to her because of wisdom. She says, because her and her husband try very hard to go to things that are logical. They try to go to, we can have a disagreement, but or we can have differing opinions, or there can be misunderstandings, but we try to go to logic and wisdom. And that's what the owl represents to me. So I'm trying to say that I'm giving this to her because they value that in their relationship, as opposed to being emotional and just getting into the fight and wanting to win a fight. They value the intelligence, they value the logic and connecting to each other. She says, and that's what owl represents to me. So I'm trying to give them an owl in some way, separate from another bird. Again, I have no idea if she's going to get that or not, but it's my responsibility to say it so that if she does get it in some way or at some point that has meaning, she can understand that that's her mom's trying to use these little things to say, I'm still present. I'm talking about future now. And then Zia's mom says to me, I'd like to toast my daughter. I'd like to make a toast. And I said, go ahead. And I'm going to do my best to write down a couple of notes and to make sure I say it to her word for word. So I said, Zia, your mom would like to toast you. And I'm going to do my best to give it to you word for word from your mom. And she went, I'd love it. She goes, go. So her mom's message, and I'm paraphrasing it because it's for the podcast show, but the toast had to do with the fact that her mom wanted to say, many of you think my daughter is a perfectionist because she likes things just so, and because there's perfection in the things that she does. However, it's not about perfectionism as in it's got to be aligned perfectly, even though it kind of does too, which is cute. But she says the reason she does it is because this is how much I love you. What she tries to do is to be able to listen to people, to really pay attention to what they need, to what they want, to what they desire, to what they wish, and to what they hope for, or to what scares them, or to how to protect them. She cares deeply about people, and so she tries to pay to great detail of attention that this is how much I listen to you. This is how much I love you. And that's how it comes out in the details, but it can be seen as a version of perfectionism.
I deeply understand her.
I know you do. So what she wants to say at the toast is, look around you. As an individual guest here, don't look at all of the other guests. Don't look at all of the decorations and just see it as something put on for the group. Look at the details that apply to you. How did my daughter show you that she knows you're here at this wedding? You as an individual. Did she do something for your plate, for your meal, for your convenience, for your pleasure, to keep you safe, to acknowledge you? She's done something for each and every one of you so that you know that she values that you're here. You're here because she loves you that much.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And that was her mom's toast. She wanted to acknowledge how much her daughter loves her partner and his family, which is now her family, just like every single person present really is truly seen as her family. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's also one of the reasons, Kelly, why this was really a beautiful session to channel. I got to help a mom show up at her daughter's wedding after her death and toast her.
If we're very, well, for the same reasons or mm-hmm. pointing out the same qualities that her mom valued in her, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so while this woman, this bride, is loving others in this beautiful way, her mom gets to speak through you to love her daughter in the same way that she values, mm-hmm. right? To point out her own detail of attention to detail, to her own intentionality. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's a great show.
Then the very last thing, we were just about out of time and we had about 5 minutes left. And she says, I have one question. How can I support my sister? Ask my mom, what do I do? And her mom came through and said, look, honey, you have to understand that she has a limerent mind. And she goes, I don't know what that means. Zia says, I don't know what that means. And so I simply said to her, your sister has problems in relationships with men. in her primary relationships where what she wants to see in them, she stays more focused on than in who they actually are. And she goes, oh my God, that is so, so true. And I said, so your mom is saying that in that instance, understand her mind, understand what it is, and then go and learn how to ask your sister questions to take her out of the limerence state of that hopefulness about who those men are and into the reality of who they are. Mm-hmm. And I said, you might have to go to therapy, you might have to read books, you might have to do something, but learn how to ask her the questions so that she sees things for the men, for who they truthfully are, as opposed to you and your partner trying to point it out to her. Mm-hmm. And let her come to her own conclusions and growth on her own by supporting it and leading it versus pointing it out, telling her, or shaming her in it. Mm-hmm. And she may not do it where she's trying to shame her sister. It may come out that she does it in the best way possible, but her sister still feels shamed. Mm-hmm. Versus when you actually learn how to ask the questions properly, that don't necessarily lead the person into their shame, but take them out of it instead. And that was it. That's how we ended the session.
Powerful. Love it. Thank you very much for sharing and for being who you are. To be the right mother, in my opinion, to deliver a mother's message like that.
Aw, thank you, Kelly.
Thanks for listening to Coffee with the Sarlows. If you enjoyed the show today, help spread the love with a like, share, or review of the podcast. See you next Saturday with a brand new episode.